Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are doing this every Tuesday. They need to come hang out with Mooch and the missus.
That is called fascism. Okay, he is a fascist leader.
He's his own worst enemy. He's creating his own problems. You know, he's like one of those people who can't get out of their own way.
I don't want to be one of those Trump haters.
Okay,
I just want to make...
Everyone is a product of their upbringing and their personal loyalties. I'm a human being, and I probably got overtaken by the excitement of him winning.
The minute you called me to say, boom, as soon as I got that, boom, I called you right back.
Anyway, you lose the argument. All the ladies out there.
My mother's like, why are you cursing so much? I'm like, Ma... Where do you think I learned it from?
We do this podcast. I go into the city. We have dinners together or we'll travel. We spend time to be together as a couple and a family and as business partners. And I feel like it really helps us.
You still love me?
I do.
Okay.
Do you still love me?
Very much.
Okay. I don't know if you have, I mean, let's
very much
go
my
there.
Liberal, hot wife.
Hello. Okay. So I'm glad we have Anthony's voice on the introduction because he's never in the studio, right, Neil?
No. I miss him. Where is the guy today?
He's in Abu Dhabi. So Neil is the new Mooch.
Yeah.
He's replaced Anthony for the
Uncle
past
Neil.
2 months. And you guys are probably not even tuning in anymore because it's just me. And I'm sick of hearing myself talk. I told Anthony this morning that if he doesn't show up, that I'm making it a podcast about lipstick and makeup.
Well, I can't contribute to that.
Well, this is how I feel when I'm here talking about politics. So imagine that you could step up to it.
Hey, I'm wearing a suit like Anthony, so, you know.
You guys are the same height.
That's true.
Right?
Do you mistake us?
No, because you're here and he's
right,
not.
Right.
You show up. Mooch. Mooch. Where is Mooch? Where in the world is Mooch? I haven't seen him since Super Bowl Sunday.
No underwear, no thong.
Oh, makes me miss him a little.
The mankini?
Yeah, just the voice and everything, the bad jokes.
Still thinking about that Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, my God. A lot of people. I was saying to my friend this morning that J-Lo hasn't posted anything but herself performing at the Super Bowl.
Seen a lot of Instagram
since
posts.
Since the Super Bowl. Yeah. I'm like, enough. We get it. You performed at the Super Bowl, and you shook your ass.
I probably put out the same thing. I don't know about me shaking my ass, but I put out the same content every day. Probably.
Really?
Why not? Like, got to promote yourself, right? In that branding?
I guess. That's my problem.
You wouldn't put it out there?
No, that's the problem with me, is that I'm not... I don't like to brag... Or not that I have anything to brag about, but I always think it's like too self-promotional. I'm not good at that. I don't like that. I feel like I'm too humble, probably for my own good. And whenever I do post something, people are always like, oh my God, look at this self-promotional narcissist. And I'm like, really?
I never. You're 15 seconds?
Like, yeah. I mean, I never say anything. I don't give a shit about, like, I don't know. Anyway, I don't need to promote myself.
Do you and Anthony have a discussion about this? Like, because you two probably have a difference of opinion on that.
Well, I mean, he needs to do that for himself because in all honesty, to stay relevant, you have to put yourself out there and you have to be self-promotional and you have to be, you know, on the scene. But I'm not trying to prove it. Like,
You're
I don't
not trying to stay relevant?
No, I'm not.
Trying to take care of your two kids?
Yeah, I'm trying to stay relevant to them.
Yeah.
So... I'm not really looking for any sort of social media or public kind of figure status. So he is. So he needs to do. He's not looking for that. But, you know, it helps our business. And people like him. And he likes people. And he likes to do that. So that's his actual job. So I give him credit for being so on top of that.
But someone's got to make the bacon.
Someone has to bring home the bacon. Like I said, I haven't seen him in, like, 10 days, so he's been hustling out there on the road. So we're
home for Valentine's Day, though.
He will.
He knows when to come home.
Yeah. I've gotten a lot of flowers in the past 2 weeks.
No collusion.
None. So.
Sad.
It's sad. I feel like I'm a single, ready not to mingle. So, what should we talk about? We could talk about the Quinnipiac polls. Sure. I don't like polls. You like polls.
Yeah, well, I don't really like them. I don't believe in them.
Do you believe polls?
I don't believe in them.
I think people are liars.
I agree. I also don't think, as we saw with 2016, people who support Trump are not answering polls because he's ripped the media to shreds. They don't have any trust in establishment. So I think that's what we saw there. So I don't think the polls are that believable, but you know, you can argue different numbers. I do think, though, when you see, like, you know, Bernie Sanders taking the lead, up 21% from a month ago, I think, and Biden down, what, 26%?
Well, there
you can
is
see
some
trends.
Accuracy. There is some relevancy, but I don't think it's spot on.
I don't think it's
you
spot
could,
on.
You could see trending. Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, Biden's collapsed.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard to, it's a tough thing to campaign, you know? And I think he's older. And some people have it and some people don't.
Age, sleepy guy.
I mean, I don't think he's sleepy.
The branding is kind of stuck.
Yeah, that's the thing. He also has Trump planting that seed.
Yeah.
And then it's almost like the, what's that called? Self-fulfilling prophecy when you're like, okay, I'm old, I'm sleepy.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then you're forgetting where you are. And you're saying, oh, I'm in New Hampshire, but you're really in...
Well, get this. You know. I see an alert here that Joe Biden has canceled his New Hampshire primary party appearance because of his sagging support.
Oh, really?
And he say, oh, he's already traveled to South Carolina. So as we record this at noon Eastern, that Biden has already left New Hampshire and is already heading down to South Carolina. So he knows he's going to lose. And I got to be honest, if he loses in South Carolina, I guess he's going to be done. I don't know if he can maintain this, the energy that Bernie seems to have at his age.
That's the thing. I'm sure you know more than one person who is one age and then another person the same exact age. And you're like, there's
Act
no
totally
way.
Differently. Yeah.
Yeah. So some people have energy and youth and vibrancy on their side and some people don't. And that's just a matter of genetics or something. I don't know what it is, but to me, Bernie Sanders is a lot more fired up than Joe Biden. When I think of Joe Biden, I literally think him standing there with just a microphone and he's like barely moving.
Right.
And he's
well, that's what makes Trump so dynamic. I mean, for him to do a 2-hour rally, agree with him, disagree with him, he definitely, spouts things that make you shake your head when he's giving a rally.
No, but he definitely
but for 2 hours,
right.
A lot of stamina.
You can't take that away from him.
Right.
That's for sure.
Well, even Anthony. Look at Anthony's schedule.
Mm-hmm.
What does he sleep? 4 hours a night?
Right. If that. And he's always on a different time zone, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even know how he keeps up with where he is and if he's supposed to be awake or asleep or what. But, yeah, some people have more of that in them. Like, if I tried to mirror Anthony's schedule, I wind up...
You'd be dead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I do. I wind up, like, almost hospitalized. And he's fine. Like, he just needs one day to kind of sleep and sit on the couch and watch TV, and then he's fine. But I could never do that. I would die.
It's a crazy schedule, and some people just have that energy. And so when you go away with Anthony and the kids, I mean, he's always working. So what is that like?
Oh,
I mean,
when we go away?
Yeah.
Well, so we're going away this coming week for President's Week, and I always take, like, my mom or something because I know he's so tired and he has every right to be that I don't expect him to do much of anything. Like, I just book him massages and, you know, he lays on the beach with us.
See
and
you at dinner.
Well, no, he's with us, but he's not really with us. You know what I mean? He's off in La La Land. He listens to, like, books on tape and zones out, gets massages, marinates. So, but he's entitled because he works his behind off.
Right.
So that's basically our trips in a nutshell.
New Hampshire primary tonight. Yeah. Are you, like, do you watch this or
no.
are you...
No.
You'll go to bed.
Well, first of all, I feel like you don't need to watch anything anymore because you could just wake up and read all about it in 2 seconds, get, like, Cliff's Notes on Twitter or any news outlet.
Yeah.
So I just feel like when you're limited on time, it's not something... I don't think I would choose to watch that over anything else. So if I had like my way, I'd rather watch like Succession or Handmaid's
Succession's
Tale
a great show, by the way.
Very good.
Yeah, so, it's really interesting.
And I'm such a good wife that I watch it with Anthony. So if he's not around, I wait for him. So I'm in like this waiting, holding pattern. I don't even remember the last time.
Do you
I watched.
Watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
So I was a huge fan. I always watched it in college and then after college when I was like newly in the city and working and everything. But I tried to watch it like 2 weeks ago and it's literally just more of the same. It's exactly the same. So
it's mundane Larry doing,
I couldn't get into it.
Okay, interesting.
Have you watched the new ones?
Yeah, so my friend actually turned me on to it. And
but
so
did you used to watch it?
No.
See, that's a thing. If this was the first time I had seen it, I'd be like, this is hilarious.
It is.
But it's, to me,
it's
I'm like,
Seinfeld humor.
It is.
But with, you know, with bad language in it, which is great.
Right. Which I totally get, but it's literally the same thing on repeat from 10, 15, 20 years ago. So I'm kind of like, all right.
But I guess some people like repetitive. You know, it's like people who watch cable news. It's the same crap over and over.
I know.
It's the same thing every night. I mean, turn on Hannity or Maddow, take your pick. And, you know, it's either FISA abuse or Trump's a Russian asset.
Well, that's the thing. I don't like the same old. Yeah. Obviously, that's why I'm married to Anthony. I need variety.
Something new every day.
Yes. I need multiple personalities and whatever else. So I can't get into things that are just repetitive.
Right.
So that's why I don't watch a lot of cable news. And I'm not, people always say, oh, did you watch Grey's Anatomy or do you watch
da-da-da? No,
and I'm
some
like,
of these
no,
last
that freaking
forever.
Show has been on for, like, how are you?
The Bachelor? You watch The Bachelor?
You're like, no, I don't, you know? I like things.
10 girls fawning over one guy. I wish I was that guy.
Such a stupid show. But I like.
It's all staged, too.
Stuff on, like, Netflix. I like, you know, documentaries. I like.
Right, you like to use your brain and actually learn something.
Or, like, these shows that are, like, you know, I like Homeland. I like Succession. I like. Yeah.
Succession, you got to think, too.
Handmaid's Tale. Yeah, so
you watch Blue Bloods?
No, my parents love that show.
Love that show. Great show.
Tom Selleck is another person who never ages.
Yeah.
So he's
and
the same age.
He's done all the Medicare commercials.
Yeah, I know. Got to be careful when
mustache.
You start doing those, like Alex Trebek did life insurance.
Right. Or Larry King doing those infomercials at 2 a.m.
Oh, my God. Is he still alive?
Yeah. Didn't he just get divorced at the 8th time?
Yeah, from Sean. Sean King. I know.
Imagine
them.
Getting married 8 times.
Was it really 8 times?
Let me see.
What's the point?
I always have to Google this. Yeah, what is the tipping point?
No, what is the point in being married anymore? Like,
I know.
If you're the 8th wife, do you really feel like you're even sacred or important?
Larry King wife.
Honestly.
This gives me a list. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't know. But he's been married to, he was married to Sean King for a very long time because.
Since 97.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So.
Why? Why would you do that to yourself?
Be married 8 times?
Yeah. What's the point? Just.
I don't know. Ask Elizabeth Taylor.
Go on a couple of dates.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, if you're not going to have kids.
Yeah. Well, at this point, I mean, the guy's how old? In his 80s?
Yeah, but he did have 2 kids with Sean King. But
well, see, men can have kids
for
anytime.
23 years. 23 years. Yeah, 23 years.
97. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole thing's weird. So.
It's almost as long as I've been alive.
Oh my God! Yeah. So that they put in some time.
They did.
But that's the other thing. Unless you're completely whacked, who gets divorced at like 80 something?
I know. And then, like, you know, you must have a prenup, I guess, because you're not giving
Sean.
Half of your stuff
well,
at 80 something, right?
Well, he divorced her, right?
I don't know. Does it matter at that point? It's deranged.
The whole thing is bizarre. I don't know.
I can't get married once. This guy's been married 8 times.
Well, you're all young. You don't even need to be married.
I mean, you married 2 Anthonys.
I did. But obviously, I married the first one too early. Take my advice. Get married 30
what
plus.
What age? 30 plus?
I would say 30 is a good age.
I think that's where the trends are going. Mm-hmm. I think everyone's getting married later because people are more focused on their careers.
Or just be more focused on not being married to a nut job.
Right. Yeah.
Because
getting into situations too quick.
Yeah. And then I was talking to the guy I work out with yesterday, and he was like, yeah, we were talking about Britney Spears and Kevin Federline. And I was saying how Kevin Federline is basically the main caregiver for their kids now. And he's like, well, that's not saying much for Britney, right? So I said, yeah, but at the time, I guess they both thought it was a good idea to get married. So when you have to say at the time, it seemed like a good idea.
Right.
Yeah, not a good idea.
It's like when I was at Salt with you in May, and I passed by on the way to the conference, there's the wedding chapel at the Bellagio.
Yeah,
and I just kind of laughed to myself.
Good idea at the time, right?
Yeah, how many drinks did you have at the John Fogerty concert?
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway.
I just picture Anthony dancing.
At the John Fogerty concert. Was it bad? Can you send me clips? I want a black man.
I think I posted
a
video a while ago. I have to find out. I will text it to you. I took a video of you two dancing, and he was like doing like a, not a disco, but you know Anthony.
He's a terrible dancer.
So funny. You were dancing everybody else but him. he was dancing like this.
Oh,
can't see in the studio.
God.
Yeah.
He's
like being mooch.
You got to
send
me that.
So you got to go back a while.
You got to send me that.
Nope, I just saw the picture of Mark Cuban, so obviously I'm in the right spot.
So,
and you're planning the next conference already.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's coming up. Oh, here we go.
I just saw a quote from Pence.
I'm showing Deirdre
the
picture.
Oh, you got to send that to me.
I got to text it to you.
Just text it to me. I got to look at that. I forgot what he looks like. So, Katie Turr from MSNBC just posted, oh no, this is from last night. It's going to take 4 more years to drain the swamp. That's what Mike Pence said.
Oh, that's what Pence said? So it takes 8 years to drain the D.C. swamp, huh? You know what's funny?
No,
so
they're just making it more of a swamp.
I went to D.C., as you know, in August, and Congressman King gave my friends and I a nice tour, and I was on the House floor, which is so cool to see now, like the State of the Union, because I've been there. And it's a small room. And he was saying how that really was all swampland, still is kind of, but it's built on swampland, and the politicians used to come in and knock off their boots on the top and hide them behind the curtains on the balcony.
Really?
Yeah, to change into
when
the dress shoes.
Because
you had to walk through mud.
Like, what century?
Oh, this goes back to the 1700s, you know, beginning of our nation.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah.
So I love history. I really do. And Anthony's the same way. I don't know how he reads that many books, though, because I can't, like...
Oh, Anthony?
I can't even get through a book in a month.
Yeah, that's his addiction. He loves it. I don't know. It's just really weird. We are moving, and I told him that somehow we managed to get a house with less space for your books. So I blocked an entire day off on his calendar to go through his library so he could help me figure out.
You have to get on his calendar.
I had to schedule myself for March 18th.
Call Anthony's assistant.
That's what I did. And she blocked me off for a day to go through all of his books, literally.
Yeah. Like, does he save it after he reads it?
Well, that's the thing, yeah. And
but he doesn't reread it, does he?
Sometimes. Okay. He goes back and reads things. Or, like, he's always, all of our older kids are always like, ugh, because he'll take them into the office and be like, see this quote from this book? He's, like, whipping out books, like, you know, trying to school them on life.
That's funny.
So... Dale Carnegie and all this nonsense.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So we're both here in New York, and I know you, we've talked about law enforcement a lot. So there were, my day here over the weekend at WCBS where we taped this, we had two cops shot within 12 hours. This deranged person attempted assassination on two police officers in a police van, hit the guy in his carotid, almost hit his carotid artery.
Right.
And then the next morning he actually walked in, now you're a suspect. He walked into the station house and opened fire. And at luckily, it's a bad shot. At point-blank range, he missed the guy. He hit one guy in his arm. So they're fine. But, you know, when we see, like, an increase in police in the city, you must see it when you come in. On certain days, it's heightened security. What is your feeling in terms of the political outrage now that these cops are, you know, we need to support them, they had a solidarity event, you know, the your favorite mayor, Bill de Blasio, here in New York, you know, saying, oh, you know, we got to stand by our cops. But is this too late?
Well, I never understood the Bill de Blasio thing because at the end of the day, who do you think is running around watching your ass and protecting you? And that's the same thing. I feel that way when I see athletes or famous people speaking out against law enforcement. I'm thinking to myself, well, who do you think is protecting your stadium, or who do you think is protecting you at your concert, and who are you calling if someone is coming after you? So, of course, in every try that number and see if you get anyone. No, in every walk of life, there's always a bad actor. There's always somebody nefarious in everything, or someone who's bad at their job, or just clueless person, right? That isn't everything. That's law enforcement, teachers, doctors, moms, that you name it. They're, you can't be good at everything, right? Yeah. So there's somebody who is involved in something that they shouldn't be always, right? And so obviously, yeah, are there probably cops that aren't great or don't have the best morals or judgment? 100%. But overall, I think most people go into that job to help people. I mean, at the end of the day, they're risking their lives. I saw somebody yesterday pull, a cop pull somebody over. It was like two nights ago. I'm with my kids driving. It was pouring rain. They're pulled over on the side of the Long Island Expressway. Mm. It's a Saturday night or Sunday night. Do you think they really want to be standing on a highway in traffic in the pouring rain at night, walking up to a car where they don't know what they're encountering for not enough money? No. So you got to support these people.
Put yourself in other people's shoes, too.
Right. You have to think that, on the whole, most people are doing that job for the right reasons. And they're putting their neck out and sticking their neck out for you. I know I've had times, you know, Trump people are crazy, I think. And most of them. And a lot of them. And we've had problems in our home where I've had to have the police come.
Really?
Yes.
And so going after Anthony?
Well, you know, we've had death threats.
Trump is crazy.
Burn your house down and this, that, and the other thing.
Oh,
or stuff with our kids. And who am I calling? I'm calling the police. So I'm going to support them, you know, and I'm going to hope and pray that they're good at heart for the most part.
Totally. You know, people who, sorry to hear that. I never heard that story. Those people who get so hyped up on anything, but politics, sports, where it's like you are the enemy if you disagree.
We were just having this conversation off the air. This wasn't, so I should correct myself, or not correct myself, but I should be more clear. It's actually, it's not just pro-Trump people. It's also people that don't like Trump. So we've had both totally. Issues. You know, so it's just...
Anthony's got to make enemies to everybody.
Right, he just pissed everyone off.
Right.
Right.
Which so. I guess is, in politics, if you make everyone angry, then that's a good thing.
Maybe you're doing something right. Right. Yeah, because that means you actually are down the middle.
But it's a sin that... I mean, look at the situation with Gayle King talking. I mean, brought up Kobe Bryant's legacy. And obviously, part of his life, when you look back at his life, he was accused of rape.
Right.
There was a case. He went to court. He settled out of court. He admitted to consensual sex with her. There was a whole case. Part of his life. Yes, he's married and has kids, and he patched things up with his wife. And, you know, it seems like he was a really good father.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know him personally. I know he was at a SALT conference.
Mm-hmm.
But... when you look back at someone's life, that it's something there. All right, she did was point it out.
You can't pick and choose.
Pick and choose.
Right. This is the canvas of our life. That's like me and Anthony trying to say 2017 didn't exist and we're perfect and we didn't go through like...
You patched things up and you also accepted it. Yeah.
Right. And so if someone asks us about it, whether I'm alive or dead, yes, it still happened.
Right.
But the thing about that that is not... great is that, and I don't want to go against CBS because we're on...
No, well, first of all, we're on by Entercom,
right,
so
exactly.
It's, you know,
right. But
affiliate.
That's kind of like a bait and switch for her. That's kind of like a gotcha for Gayle King because she did an entire extensive interview and that was the one thing they used to promote.
Well, CBS
it,
admitted fault on putting out the... whoever did it, I mean, it could have been a production assistant, put out a minute clip of just that. It was obviously trying to get attention
for the show on social media. Of,
they apologized
quote,
for
unquote.
That. But in an hour show, I get it.
You're
that
entitled
it comes
to
up.
Ask that in an hour show.
Right,
but
as a journalist, yeah.
I could see why people would take issue with using that as the promotional piece because
totally.
Just out of some respect, you know, I mean, it's a fresh thing and come on.
And it's clickbait. And but for her to get death threats and for like Snoop Dogg to be putting
out
a video,
out.
Relax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
What's
agree.
Your problem?
People are so amped up and so hyped up all the time.
I'm tired of
I'm
it.
I'm tired too, and yeah. I have to cough. Hold on. Let me shut off my mic.
All right, Deirdre calls, we'll edit that.
They probably heard it on your mic.
We'll edit that, no, we're not.
yeah, it's all good. So, anyway, people need to calm down.
Yeah, and we've been saying
like
that
Taylor
for so
Swift
long.
Said.
Right. Shake it off.
Her whole song. She has a song, You Need to Calm Down. Have
oh,
you
is that a song?
It?
I haven't. I heard, what's the one of them, something about love? I don't know, everything's about love
oh,
with
lover.
Her.
Yeah.
Lover. Lover,
lover. Yeah. I don't even know. I've never heard that. Every time that song comes on the radio, I switch it.
You just switch it?
Yeah. So, what else do we want to talk about? So, the cop thing, just to recap, I think it's a total shame. And de Blasio needs to take a hike. Talk about Monday morning quarterback. You can't
Where has he been?
Hype up this thing, make it a huge thing. You're turning, people are... Literally, we're turning their backs.
He's come
on
out
him.
Several times and raised alarms about because he's married
well,
to an African American woman.
And
he said,
to,
right, "Right, trying to appeal to a base."
Right.
And he's like, "You know, I told my son Dante to be careful of cops."
Right.
What?
Right.
And they're protecting you.
Right.
Like, you know, you just set off. There's a way of appealing to people without setting a fire.
Right, but you also have to be balanced. Yeah. There are, like the Eric Garner thing,
I get
there
it.
Are situations where they are completely out of line and they should be fired immediately, never to have that job again. They don't have the responsibility. They don't deserve that job. But there's ways to say everything,
yeah.
You know?
There, and you got to think things through. Think before you speak.
Well, Trump doesn't do any of that.
I know.
So he has set the precedent.
Right.
The president has set the precedent.
So he released a budget, which is, you know, a appeal to an election year. It's $4.8 trillion, which I can't even fathom. And, you know, over time...
borrowed money.
Borrowed money. I mean, look, our deficit is $20 trillion in debt. And Trump has not reduced that deficit, even though he ran on that. But his by 2030, so it's in 10 years... the deficit would come down. But here's the deal. There's so many factor into this. I mean, first of all, he's going to be president in 10 years. So there'll be different priorities. What do you make of this? I mean, I know Anthony's the money guy, but it's like, you look at this, it's like, we're spending so much money on, and I get military defense spending, I get it. We have a lot of issues. But there are some things that we're spending money on. It's like, really?
Well, I don't, like you, I'm not a numbers person. Mm-hmm. But I never really understood the whole thing anyway. Like, I never understood. So, supposedly, when Bill Clinton was president, we were out of debt. Is that correct?
I mean, we had a budget surplus. Yeah.
Okay. So, how now do we own trillions of dollars?
A lot of waste of money. And where is the money? Like, that's the creepy part when you think about it.
Well,
and
it's all like fake monopoly money.
I know. Because we could just keep borrowing.
Right. Like, who and when and where are we paying back for this? And, like, it's just so crazy. It's, like, never a hard dollar that you touch.
Yeah, it doesn't
it's just
seem
all
realistic.
Like fake money.
Yeah.
And, but it's not. But everything is out on, like, IOU notes. And
I know.
A lot of it, I think, belongs to China. But
yeah, China's causing a lot of issues.
Yeah.
Between the coronavirus and, you know, whatever else is going on over there. Have you ever been to China?
No. I've not been to mainland China. I've been to Hong Kong.
Okay. I've never been to China. I really don't plan on it. It seems like I think I would rather go to Abu Dhabi than
there are a lot of
China.
Places that I'd probably go see before China.
Yeah.
But
it's like
I
Russia.
Just don't yeah. I
no
don't
collusion.
Get the I don't get what they're doing. Like when people say that they're gonna surpass us in technology and in life and I think to myself, how is that possible? Because like they're not regulated. They're destroying
they're stealing our stuff. They're stealing
well, they're
Apple.
Stealing our intelligence.
Right.
They're thieves. They're basically destroying the environment because the government runs everything and they have no regulations. So the people are dying over there. They can't even breathe. There's garbage beyond garbage. I mean, a lot of elements of it are pretty backward. Like, who's eating snakes and bats and stuff like that? You know what I mean? It's just, that's the thing, the issue with our world today. There's so much international travel that people are just bringing things from point A to point B to point C, and it's literally like contagion.
I know. And
control.
You know they don't clean those airplanes either.
No, they don't.
You know?
No, they don't.
Bring our own disinfection wipes.
I know. And, you know, cruise ships and just everything. That's another fight I'm having with Anthony. We're supposed to go on a cruise in March, and I don't want to go, and he thinks I'm being paranoid. He's like, who from Wuhan province is going to be on the Disney cruise
yeah,
in Tampa?
Yeah, that's all you need.
But I'm like,
is
I don't know.
It? Yeah.
To me, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
But
why don't you just go to Hawaii?
He
or like,
I'm
you know.
Crazy.
Right.
But am I crazy? I don't think so.
No, I think
I wish
there's
this is where
people
I wish
are really
we had
fearful.
Callers in.
I know, right?
Because I'm like, he's got me when I
could be like Mike Francesa on The Fan.
Yeah.
Mike Montclair. Okay.
Yeah. I want to know. Am I the only crazy person who's double thinking going on a cruise?
Yeah.
And he's like, by March 20th, it'll all be rectified. I'm like, what are you smoking? It'll just be worse.
Yeah, and we don't really know what it is. You know, it's like this, they always say, and we say it, it's a novel virus, coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows what the hell it is, you know? And the World Health Organization said yesterday, really only 2% of these cases are fatal. Coming from mostly in China, 99% of the cases are in China. But someone could come here. I mean, I know there are travel restrictions now, but with all, like you say, with all this international travel, someone's bound to come here. And I had a conversation with family last night. Some people are like, I want to get a mask. I mean, people walking around Manhattan more so than typical.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, a lot of Asians wear the surgical mask, which is nothing. But I see more people now in Manhattan wearing masks.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know what they...
You saw that today, right?
I see a lot of it everywhere. Yeah, I was at urgent care with my kids and there were a lot of people in masks.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just a weird world that we're living in. So this Friday is Valentine's Day.
Right.
So do you have a Valentine?
I do not. You want to be my Valentine?
Sure.
We'll be together.
Yeah, I'll be with you. So
I know.
Yeah.
I do not. I will... I get to luck out
on
spending.
So are you going to go to Burger King?
Yeah, maybe I will because they're doing an interesting thing. Promotion. I've never even seen the movie trailer for this. Birds
no,
of Prey.
No, me either. I love Margot Robbie, though.
I do, too.
Yep.
I wonder if Anthony
I'm sure. He loves everybody.
Sexual escapades.
Mm-hmm. He loves chicks. So
so this is an interesting promotion. You could show up to Burger King on Valentine's Day, which is Friday. So if you just found that out, pause the podcast, go do what Anthony does, call your assistant and get flowers.
Right. Go buy something for your significant other.
And they are, so they're allowing you to trade in a photo and get a free Whopper. That's a pretty good deal. I take it.
I mean, well, I found out a few days ago that there's a Burger King app. I'm sure all of these restaurants have apps that offer coupons. Like, so the other day I was driving around with my friend and she's like, listen, we were at Target. She's asked me, let's swing by Burger King. And I said, okay, why? She's like, I have a 2-for-1 coupon for a Whopper.
You need a 2-for-1 coupon? This is not fine dining.
So she had 2 Whoppers.
Wow.
I was like, more power to you. Yeah.
Tough day?
I don't know.
Or just probably craving, she was craving a Whopper.
Me with my kids. So, yeah, so she had a coupon. She bought one and got the other one free. But I'm assuming all of these restaurants have apps like that. I'm just like living in La La Land.
They must. Oh, you know what I found out recently? White Castle has an app. Yeah, and you can schedule a pickup.
So Burger King has an app. Everything has an app.
Everything's an app. You need an app.
There's an app for that.
The Mrs. Mooch app.
I know. What would that entail? I don't know.
I don't know. All these sound bites that I have at my fingertips.
Of him.
The
man.
Right.
So, no, that would require Alzheimer's drugs.
Blown.
Oh, my God.
Fingered it.
I'm not the one that pushes that, by the way.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, what
happened? Labia.
What was that? Labia?
Deirdre just gave me a dirty look.
No, I was like just thrown off. I haven't heard him say labia in a while. So
maybe Friday. Why don't you go to Burger King for dinner? And Anthony brings a picture of his ex. You bring a picture of your ex.
Oh, my God. We'll be eating for free.
There'll be no collusion after that.
No. Definitely not. So speaking of Valentine's Day. Right. So people just spend a lot of money on this holiday, I guess, right?
Yeah, $2.4 billion. Billion with a B.
On candy.
It's
a lot of sugar.
A lot of money.
That's a lot of sugar.
That's all, yeah. Right? Well, you got to give sugar to get sugar, right?
Well, I guess.
I wouldn't know.
My trainer always says, when I always say, I just had like one M&M, or like I just had a handful of M&Ms. He'll say, well, how many times a week do you have a handful of M&Ms? Because if you compound that, you'll have 75 pounds of M&Ms by the end of the year. And then when you think of anything in mass quantity, you're like, oh,
I know.
That's not good.
M&Ms are good.
I love it.
By the way, candy of choice, according to candystore.com, for Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, Kansas, Iowa. Don't mention Iowa on this podcast because after the caucus. Idaho and Arizona. Their favorite candy, M&Ms.
It's mine, too, though.
Yeah. I like Reese's.
Anthony loves Reese's.
Yeah.
He always
says, get addicted to that.
I like chocolate and peanut butter.
I love chocolate.
I love peanut butter. Yeah. But if I have to choose a candy, I like dark chocolate M&Ms.
Dark chocolate M&Ms. Did I ever tell you I interviewed an M&M?
No.
Not the rapper, as I thought that it was going to be when I got an email about
it. But it was like
it was the voice actor for the yellow M&M.
Aw. That's
and
so cute.
It was the Super Bowl in New York, or technically New Jersey, the Meadowlands. Right. And they were doing a promotion, M&M. And the commercials are hysterical. But I thought when
I got
the email...
Well, they're always in fear for their lives, because they're going
to
be eaten.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you have the, you know, the showing the milk chocolate and, you know, kind of puns and all that. So the yellow... And this is a famous voice actor. And he was in voice, and I couldn't keep a straight face. I was just laughing. I was like, hello, Neil. How are you?
Oh, my God. Wait, was it just over the radio?
Yeah, it was on the radio. It was on Hofstra's radio station.
Nobody could see how ridiculous he looked doing that.
No. At least he didn't come in dressed as the Hey, it could be a costume for Anthony someday.
I was going to say, if you had to literally stand there and interview an M&M, that's like
interviewing
the freaking Hamburglar.
It's like Celebrity Big Brother?
Oh, yeah.
When he was in the purple outfit.
That
with Natalie Eva Marie.
That turned me off for like a few weeks when he was humping the steer or whatever.
I was like, with Ryan Lochte.
Yeah, it was not cool.
So what are you hoping? Well, I guess Anthony always gets you flowers, but which it's so funny how flowers are so expensive on Valentine's Day. The next day they just plummet.
I know. Well, to be honest, I have to give him credit where credit's due. He sends me flowers every week, which every is really week. Sweet. Yeah, so I got...
Since 2017.
Yeah, since 2017.
I kind of owed you.
Yeah. So he sends me flowers every week, but I'm sure he'll send me flowers, but we made a decision to just go to dinner, and I think we're like 100 years old now because we're going to see West Side Story.
Okay.
So we're officially old school people. So we're doing that. We're not giving each other gifts. We love cards. We always give each other cards. Yeah, yeah.
Cards even are important to me.
On regular days, we drop each other cards.
That's nice.
But so we'll do cards and dinner, and that's it. No
maybe
big
he could get you
gifts.
Liquored up with vodka-infused candy.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Popular with conversation hearts last year.
Well, you know what? I will probably have one sip of alcohol and be drunk because, number one, I'm on a humongous diet,
you're a lightweight,
even though
you?
It's not working.
Yeah.
And that diet entails not drinking. So I haven't Ooh. Had anything to drink since...
So you're not drinking on Valentine's Day? A glass of wine?
No, I'm going to drink.
Okay.
But... I'll probably be hammered.
Anthony's in for... you better order a
well,
security guard.
Well, it could go well or it could go south. TBD.
I think he may want it. Well, I'll stay out of that
I
one.
Mean south like in a fight. In a fight.
Shakira, Shakira?
Yeah. Anyway, we...
this
are,
was fun.
We are going to be actually together for next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... I mean...
About time.
Right. Everybody bring your defibrillators when you hear Anthony's voice again. You might go into a cardiac arrest. But we'll be back next Tuesday, Mooch and the Misses. It'll actually be Mooch and the Misses. So make sure you tune in and check us out on social media before then. See you guys next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.